Hi.
Funny seeing you here.
So yeah, this is episode one of
Take two
of Girl Stand Up.
Yeah.
We originally recorded this like half an hour thing yesterday.
And it was a train wreck. It did not go well.
But also it was our first time. So I don't think we can put ourselves to blame for that.
Yeah. And I had to cut out 6 minutes of us deciding which mic was on and which one was off.
But again, first experience.
Yeah, exactly.
It happens.
Yeah.
But here we are. We were going to post it and then Aideen said to me like, oh, maybe we should re-record. And you know what? Yeah. She was right.
Like, I was up at night being like, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think we can.
No. But here we are.
Yeah, here we are again.
Take two.
Episode 1, take 2.
So yeah, this is Girl Stand Up. We're basically just going to talk about what the podcast is, thoughts behind the name, and then we're going to get straight into what we're going to be doing on this podcast and then into a topic of discussion.
Yeah.
So how do we come up with the name?
I guess one day we were just sitting upstairs in the hall having our lunch, and I think we were just like starting it. We were just talking about starting a podcast, and it's always kind of been a joke, but then we actually were like, what if we just apply for it?
Yeah.
And I think, what were we talking about? We were talking about like our past like experiences and stuff.
We were talking about really stupid things we've done.
Like, we were getting really deep into it. And I think it was like,
you responded to one of us and you said, girl, like, stand up.
Yeah.
Get a hold of yourself.
Yeah. Like, get over it. Yeah.
And there was this kind of moment of realization and we were like,
This is a good name. Yeah. We were like, let's do it.
And yeah. And then we came up with Girl Stand Up. And what our goals for this are is that we want to talk about our own experiences and the horrors of like
coming into your 20s, into adulthood,
but also put
like a positive motivational twist on it. Yeah.
And make it everything very relatable, and this is a safe space.
Yeah, like, you know? We want it to be like something enjoyable as well, that like you can like kind of have a laugh at what we've done, because like we said yesterday, like, nothing is that deep.
No. And the main thing that we want here is for this to be funny. We're going to be talking about serious things, but also making them funny and lighthearted. It's not just boohoo, despair, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Okay, should we introduce our guest?
Yeah, so Anya.
Today we're joined by Anya.
How are we?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. This is the start of episode one of the podcast, and we're kind of getting straight in there with talking about our worst drinking experiences.
Yeah.
The absolutely hazardous things we've done.
Yeah.
Dealing with the fear and talking about how it's really actually not that deep.
Yeah. So like, first of all, can we just say that like the fear, we've all experienced like cripplingly bad fear.
Mm.
Like, so bad that like you're bedbound for at least a day, if not like a week.
It's really, I feel like it should be classified as an actual mental illness.
Yeah. Like, it's a side effect of alcohol, and we shouldn't.
Oh, 100%.
We shouldn't feel as embarrassed as we tend to after a night out, because everyone's
been there.
And so that leads us to our first topic about, we basically put up a chat, like, little answer box on our Instagram, and we're like, send us in your drug stories. So we have a lot lined up today.
Yeah, we want to like start off with that first and foremost to show that this is something that everyone has been through.
All been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a couple. Let me pull them up right now. What, should we read them all out?
Yeah.
I think we should
just go for it.
Need to debrief them.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, let's start from the start. Okay. So one of the responses we got was, texted my best friend throughout secondary school, who I fell out with, that I actually loved her the whole time. I was afraid to say it. We were actually talking about this beforehand. Having social media when you're drunk, or like having any like message platform,
we need to all invest in a flip phone.
Yeah.
For the night out experience.
Flip phone, digital camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need more than that.
Literally,
your TFI leaf card, as you said.
TFI leaf card.
Yeah. your credit card, and that's about it. Yeah. Even your credit card.
Because you start tapping like crazy on that.
And remember that time me and you were out and we tried to book a taxi home and we ended up like accidentally booking it.
No,
Dublin.
You did that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I think it was me. No,
you had my phone.
I had your phone.
But thankfully my card got declined. I never had more than
It was like 300. I think it was a 300 euro taxi to Dublin.
Yeah. And it was only the next morning when I was like, how much did I spend last night? And it was like, how much declined? I was like, oh my God, thank God I had no money in my account.
It was crazy.
Tragic.
Basically, phones on nights out should be prohibited.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
Contacting anyone that you haven't spoken to in more than
a few
months.
That is dangerous territory.
Dangerous.
Block them.
Immediately.
Normalize blocking them.
Yeah.
Sorry. Normalize blocking. Mm-hmm. Bring blocking back.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
So reading through these, there's been one of these is like a proper essay length story, which I think... I'm going to start with that one.
Should we start?
We love an essay.
Yeah, but this appears to be a similar theme throughout all the responses we've got. Yeah. This, incident has been coming up a couple of times. Do you want to read?
Yeah, I'll just get straight into it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, myself and my really close college friend decided to go out one night in August last year. It started out really wholesome, prinking in my kitchen, but before we knew it, we had finished half a bottle of gin.
First of all, the gin. That's, the gin will kill you.
Just stay at home kill at that stage.
You.
Stay
at home.
So we headed into town anyway, already tipsy, with high hopes. We are only 19, but we tried Reardon's anyway, and we got in. Bear in mind, it was about 6 or 7 p.m. at this stage.
Already legless.
Starting
off strong. So we sit down at a nice window seat and think it would be great to order Long Island. We got the first two for 12 euros. Shout out to the bartender.
Wait, can I just... What? There's like 5 shots in a Long Island, isn't
there's
it?
There's so much in that. I know I'm not a bartender, but I just know that that's like...
There's at least 4. I know there's definitely vodka, tequila.
It's always the most expensive one as
well.
Mixed in with that half bottle of gin.
So that's...
These poor girlies are on the floor.
We were already and it's like
7 o'clock.
Probably half 7
this stage. This one was still out. It was August.
Judging by how fast they were drinking.
Fucking
the sun was still out.
People were coming home from work at this stage and these girls were on the floor.
No.
People were putting their kids, not even putting their kids to bed at this stage.
Collecting them from the child binder.
Oh, I'd say so,
School. Mm. Okay. Anyways, we got the first round for 12 euro, but the second round cost us 24, which should have been a sign to stop drinking.
How did they get the first round for that cheap, though?
They must have been, really pretty or something.
To be fair, looks can get you far.
Oh, one, honey.
If there's a man willing, you never know what you can get.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So anyways, we carried on, ending up in the garden. Not good.
No.
Dangerous
one
place.
Thing leads to another, and we're doing warm shots of Jaeger with one can of Red Bull divided between 4 people.
Glad I just had my lunch,
relax. Who knows who the other people were. We were already smashed, but thought it would be great fun to do tequila shots. Oh, we raw dog them, warm with no lemon or salt. That's disgusting.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. That's vile.
These girlies are soldiers.
soldiers. They were in the trenches that night.
I don't even... Okay, move on. It got to 12 a.m. and we had reached a point of drunkenness to which there was no return. I don't know how, but we managed to book a taxi and got home safely. Or so we thought. When we finally stumbled through the door, barely making it upstairs, my sister came rushing in, yelling expletive at us for making so much noise. Now, I couldn't even say or remember my own name at this stage, so there was no way I could comprehend what she was saying to me. Basically, I was in the back of the taxi, my top had fallen down around my waist.
No.
And I posted a video to my Snapchat.
No, this is bad. Keep going.
I posted a video to my Snapchat private story. Tits out for the world to see. To make things worse, it was only 12 a.m., so people were still awake. I think about 15 or 20 people have seen it. Oh, my God. My heart's beating so fast right now.
That would put me in an early grave.
Yeah.
No, but, that's bad.
Yeah. That's... Imagine if that had gone on, a real story.
A public Instagram.
No.
What if you had,
There's
you can
so
have those...
dangers to that. That could have gone...
Yeah, that could have been bad.
You know, you can have those, public stories where people that you're not friends with can just tap on it and see them. Guys.
Okay, it gets worse, guys. So the cherry on top was that I was supposed to go on a date the next day with a guy I'd never met before. And he had been on that private story and seen it.
No.
He texted me saying, you should probably take this down. No, I'm actually sweating.
You'd have to turn your phone off and go for a nature walk.
No, you need to get in touch with nature.
You're reconnecting.
Feel the grass beneath your feet.
And he wasn't the only one to text me. Yeah, okay. Safe to say, I never felt fear like that before in my life. The next morning, I genuinely contemplated death.
Period. But look, we've all been there.
We've all posted something to our stories. Okay, maybe not to that extreme, but we've all posted something the next morning and been like, why?
But
I
allowed
my phone.
That can't be just a one-person thing because it's had a couple of these come in, actually. Had my boobs out in hillbillies when a random girl came up and notified me of it.
Okay, so we're getting nudity in Park City Girls.
Seems to be a
not in hillbillies, like
poor hillbillies.
Okay,
they have to be friends.
Also,
I want to hang out with these
girls. Yeah, it's
also passed out on the floor of a house party with my strapless dress around my waist.
Okay,
with parents in the house.
See, at that point.
It's like you have to take a step back and contemplate what you're doing with your life.
I don't even think you do. I think that's just a work hazard of being a woman. If you go out
and also
they just have to deal with it.
The clothes that are what's the word?
Targeted
at us.
Yeah.
Strapless clothes are not one.
We've all seen the girls shimmying. Try and keep that top off. It's bound to happen.
It's going to happen. You have one or two many drinks.
One or too many?
Yeah. One or too much? One or two?
One or two too many.
Just ignore that.
Let's keep going These are getting kicked out of Alibaba because I had no money in my card when I was convinced I did.
No, I feel like we've all been kicked out of Alibaba.
I don't think I've ever been to Alibaba.
Girl.
I was a lavish girl.
Lavish.
No.
We have been. Remember that time?
So we have.
Yeah. Remember that night me and you got absolutely obliterated and we were looking for chips and I think it was like fairly, I don't know what time of the night it was, but we ended up in Alibaba and I'm pretty sure that we got.
That was the night also that you rang one of your like primary school friends.
Oh no.
For a lift home.
You did too though.
Oh.
You rang every single person in your contacts.
In my contact list. People that were like, Dayan, my boyfriend was in Clonkilty at the time and I was like, hey, what are you up to?
She was keeping tabs.
Oh yeah. Right, next story. Get the attention off ourselves.
Yeah.
Got plastered one night. Ended up in a car with 8 people going 100k and vomiting out the window.
Look, at least you were getting home safely.
Were you though?
Safely, maybe not.
In the car.
Might have been a people carrier.
Judging by that story,
probably
I don't
not.
Think that
Who
it was.
Do you know that has a people carrier used for lifting around?
For leisure trim.
Guys.
To be honest, it could come in handy in certain situations.
You know what? It's so good.
And I hope you contributed to his.
There's nothing worse than being drunk in a car.
Yeah. But do you know what's worse? When you're drunk in a car and you know you're going to get sick and you're like, please just get me home before I vomit.
Do you remember? Because Anya and I went to school together. So we had our like sixth year shenanigans. Do you remember there was one night after a house party and it was like 8 in the morning and I had like slept in my dress.
Oh,
I got
no.
up, put on my boots and I was like, guys, I'm going home.
This is Amy's thing. This is part of her character. I'll be lying up in bed, still probably drunk from the night before. All of a sudden, I hear footsteps. It's 6:05 in the morning. Amy's getting up to go home. I'm like, oh, are you gone? She's like, bye.
I can't do it. But that car ride home with my mom, I remember I was like thrown against the window, window open. I was fragile.
It's worse when you're with your mom because you have to like pretend you're in a state of like normality.
I just had
my eyes closed. She was like, "Do you need to stop?" I was like, "No, just keep going. Just get me home."
There's nothing worse.
No,
drunk in a car, least thing. What's the word? Bottom of my list of experiences. No.
No. We get the gist.
No, you know but you don't, though.
No?
Like, you mean, you're just like one of the worst
top 10 worst things.
Yeah.
Okay, next thingy. Yeah?
Let's go.
After my graduation, I started getting with this guy in my class.
Slay.
We had gotten with each other a couple of times before, and basically he confessed that he'd loved me since sixth class, etc., etc.
Sixth class.
Dot, dot, dot.
Back away. One and thing. It took until sixth year to...
Yeah.
That's the age of 12 to 18.
What?
That's the age of 12 to 18. Sixth class that's to sixth year.
Right, yeah.
That's a long span of time.
He had a long time to admit that.
One thing leads to another, and we're back at one of the lads' gaffs. We ended up in the ditch anyway. Oh. Let's just say that my dress was not on me. Then car lights come out of nowhere, and someone's mom drives past us to collect one of the girls. Never been so mortified in all my life.
Oh my God.
Oh,
there's something about being drunk and just finding any spot you can and just being...
Oh, going at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that about, though?
And also, why are these, like... Because I feel like, as I've already said, our sixth year was crazy. What's with the common theme here? Up until the age
topless?
Of 18, like, going ham.
Oh, yeah. And you'd be necking vodka straight, like, it's nothing.
Me and my...
Oh, I thought you were going another way. I thought you meant that in, like, a sexual manner.
No!
Not like, oh,
no! No.
Okay, sorry. Well, like you were talking about being naked in a ditch, I kind of got the wrong gist.
Look, maybe no, Jesus. Jesus.
Look, it is what it is.
But I remember when me and my friends, my mom is going to be listening to this. I think
she's not. Give her a different link.
Send her the failed episode.
me and my friends, when we were like 15, our drink was mixing. Gin, wine, port, whiskey, vodka, anything we get our hands on, drinking it straight.
Dangerous.
Just back our throats, like.
That's actually disgusting.
I don't know how I made it.
Imagine
this far.
Now, like.
I can't even drink half a glass of wine now when I get a bit like this.
I can't do a shot. I can't do shots anymore.
Baby Guinness is too far.
Oh my God.
Shots
like,
and I'm gone. I'm not remembering anything.
No.
Like.
It's not
it's
the
bad.
One.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, that's actually disgusting.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Hi, girls. I seen your story swipe up and it jogged a memory.
Okay, period.
It is safe to say sixth year was peak party season for me and my friends.
Yeah.
What was that about, though? There must have been something in the air in 2022.
I think it was that, like,
when you turn 18 as well, it's like...
First, like, legality kind of...
Freedom.
Yeah.
Like, you say you're free, but, like, you can't get in anywhere.
No.
So. Yeah,
but then
true.
I guess for us especially, we were all in rural areas, so, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no... There was 15-year-olds going into those pubs, like, no...
But even the joy of being able to go into, like, Centra, show them the ID walking out with two bottles, like...
So proud of yourself.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We had 18s every week and always seemed to end up in the pub every weekend. One night I took it too far. My friend... Should I say the name? Yeah, it's just a random name.
It's probably a fake name.
So my friend Gemma had her 18th. Wait, you do this. I need to blow my nose.
Okay. Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we?
My friend Gemma.
My friend Gemma had her 18th and the mix of vodka, Corona, Jack Daniels, Captain Morgan's and Four Loko.
Oh, no.
Before I read any further, that's vomit in a bucket. Like.
That's just proof that when you're a teenager, you can do dangerous things.
You can do anything.
Oh, my God.
And
like,
it doesn't faze you.
No.
I ended up falling over an electric fence and my ex-boyfriend's brother had to lift my limp body. I love the limp. He'd been electrocuted so bad.
I can
literally
picture,
like,
that in my head.
He never lived that one down. That's bad.
That's
so bad. Like,
that is the fear.
But also the way that you can get yourself into such dangerous situations
so true.
And not think anything of it. Until the next day when the fear hits you like a truck, like a 10-ton truck.
I am of the opinion that you're better off getting so drunk you don't remember what you did.
So true, because if there's even a faintest memory, That's worse.
See, mm-mm. I disagree, because then it's like, I must have done something so bad, and like the fact that I don't remember it would actually drive me insane.
But if you're at that level of drunk, you're realistically just sat in a chair asleep for most of the night.
But I'm so delusional. Someone tells me I did something, I'll convince myself I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember it.
Do you know what the best thing is, though? I didn't do it. After a night out, when you're like dying of the fear and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. And one of your friends is like, no, you were so funny.
Yeah.
You were so entertaining.
The comfort it gives my shriveled heart.
That's like getting a warm blanket by the fire. And it's like, oh, everything's going to be fine.
It's like getting a big hug. A big warm hug.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and your friend's dying of the fear, tell them that they were funny.
Tell them they're the funniest person you've ever seen.
They are literally like...
And you were making everyone laugh
hysterically. Do not feed into their delusions and make them worse.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
I feel like if you're a good friend as well, you will be like, no, it's not that bad. Mm. Look, we've all done worse. We've all done as bad.
To be fair. Okay, we have one more, I think. This New Year's Eve, when in a blackout rage...
Oh, that's not good.
Okay.
No.
I physically fought my two ex-boyfriends and got kicked out of my local pub. Whoever did that, you're my hero.
You're a hero.
We
want to be friends
with
you.
My absolute hero.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
just got another submission.
When my cousin posted her whole boob on her story.
Okay, period.
The fact that your cousin fell victim to this as well is...
It just shows you the girls are getting their boobs out.
Oh, 100.
That's good.
But like, that's what we wanted to show, like, on this episode, was that these things happen to everybody. Everyone. Like, there's no... I would actually even go as far and say there's no shame in it.
I don't think so.
No, because... Okay.
Because, like, how many times have you sat at home, you're going through your Snapchat, all of a sudden... Tina from off the road has 16 stories up and you're going, oh no, Tina, babe. You're going, take it down.
Remember that time we texted you and was like, is this meant for your story?
What was it?
Oh, yeah.
One day, there was one night you were out. When was it?
Was that the soccer player one?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Amy thought she was Cristiano Ronaldo up in her story.
What was it? In the Brogue?
It was in the Brogue. There was... They do that thing where there's like a backdrop at the very end of like the outside area and there's one hole in the centre. And if you like kick the ball in the hole, you got a free point. And I went up there like mildly drunk. And I was like, yeah, sure, go on. I'll try it. And I got it anyways. And I thought I was the bee's knees now for the rest of the night. Like I was weak for myself.
She became Olivia Neal. It was story after story. She said, my free drink and broke. She was like,
but it was just
walking home, girls. I was like, I was like, babe.
Oh, see, this is why you shouldn't be allowed social media.
But yeah, like, then I think normally like, flip phones, digital cameras,
normally
and you're
flip phones.
Yeah.
So true.
But it happens to everyone.
It does.
Everyone.
Yeah.
You were an influencer that night, though.
I was.
You like you turned.
And I loved it. But it was like funny. Private story and main story.
Yeah, because like you had no idea which button you were pressing.
It was going on everything.
No. Or maybe I did. Maybe subconsciously. I was like, I'm putting this on my main story.
No, because if me and Aideen both said, is this supposed to go on the story? Yeah. And you ignored.
Yeah.
No, I think you responded to me. It was like, of course.
That showed enough of what was going on.
That's so funny, like.
Or like, even like looking back sometimes at like texts you've sent to people and it's absolute rubbish.
Just gibberish.
Gibberish.
That you can't decipher. Remember that time we were out and you said, you texted Isaac, your boyfriend, and you said, you, I can remember it. It was like, you, ear, my boy. And then it was a lot of emojis. And you told me, you were like, did you send that?
Because he showed me the next day and he was like, what's actually this?
I said, like, why would I send that?
I don't know.
From your phone.
So funny.
Oh, guys.
Too good.
Cut me some slack.
It's too good.
This has made me feel so much better.
But I think the best thing, and like what we should all start doing now is like after nights out, like going for like, not breakfast or not coffee. Maybe a walk in the park.
You need the
girl. I can't get out the bed.
No.
FaceTime.
Yeah, a group FaceTime. Having a big debrief.
Honestly.
Yeah. Because you need it. Which leads us to our next point. drunk words are not sober thoughts.
No.
Yeah, no. This is something I will take to my grave.
To my grave.
Yeah.
I have this, I've been in this thing recently where whenever I go drinking, I'm going up to everyone being like, you are my best friend. And I love you so much.
Yeah.
The girls' bathroom type of vibe. Like, you're in there, you're saying,
you're consoling,
you are
girls
the prettiest
crying.
Girl.
Yeah. You could stamp on my face right now. I would
and
thank
like,
you for
oh
it.
Oh my God. Thank yeah.
you. Instagram. Like, I'm obsessed with you. And the next day, you're like, where are all these follow requests from?
And like, going up to people you barely know, I mean, like, we need to go for coffee sometime. Yeah. Like, yeah. we need to hang out more.
The girl that sits behind you in English, you're saying, I seen you yesterday, and they're going, who is this like, one? They're not me.
Oh, there's actually one time I went up to someone who was in one of our lectures on a night out, and I was like, oh my God, you're in our lecture. And they're like, sorry, I don't know who you are.
And
I was like,
oh no.
I actually was just like, I'm leaving. I can't remember what I did because I blacked it out.
I'd be
but
sick.
I think I just turned around and was like, I'm just never talking to anyone.
And
ever
you,
again.
When you're like that drunk as well, you're like, oh, this isn't embarrassing. I don't care.
No.
Yeah, because you get so confident. You get so cocky, like.
You get cocky.
Yeah. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
And I, like, I don't know if this is bad, but I, like, actively say things that I think I can pass away as being, like, oh, I said that because I was drunk. I'm fully aware of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know why I'm doing it and I know the reasoning behind it. I'm doing it so I can pass it off the next day being like, oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
But does that not contradict our point?
No.
But if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, but I think it's like when people say they have like an alter ego when they're drunk, like that's who comes out. Like if I do something when I'm drunk and I'm like, that wasn't me, that was someone else.
That wasn't me, that was Patricia.
Yeah.
That wasn't 18, that was that wasn't 18, that was Emily.
Oh.
So moral of the story is it's not that bad.
It's not that deep.
I don't think it is.
And drunk words do not equal sober thoughts. So like if you confess your love to someone on a night out and you're absolutely legless, I just feel like the next morning you wake up absolutely regretting everything. That just shows that like you wouldn't have done that sober.
No.
And the person you're talking to majority of the time is either as drunk as you that they don't take any notes of it or are sober enough to be like, you're one talking shite. Like,
yeah, exactly.
She doesn't know what she's saying.
And if you take something that someone says, like when they're absolutely like legless, seriously.
As gospel,
you really need to
do a bit of self-reflection.
Yeah. Your life must be severely boring if that's the greatest thing you're getting out of your day.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to, when I was really bad in like first year and I was single, I would go and like, because on my Snapchat and Instagram, I like literally only have like people I talk to. It's like 20 people or so. And I would go and block people, like, boys that I'd used to talk to.
Block them?
Unblock them.
Like, oh,
talk
baby
them.
Girl.
Then the next morning, there'd be, like, a snap, like, from them. And I'd say, block.
No.
Amy is now in a happy and healthy relationship. And she gives out to me and Aideen for being reckless when she is the one who raised us to be like this.
Guys.
Yeah.
It was
yeah
criminal. The amount of times I've had to look at Amy's phone in the morning and say, why is this boy texting you again? And her say, oh.
Oh. No, the unblocking people when you're drunk, though, is so real.
Oh.
It is so real.
It shouldn't be that easy, though.
I woke up this Christmas to three of my ex-boyfriends unlocked on my phone. Three?
Now, how did that happen?
I wonder.
How did that happen?
Who did that?
I wonder who did that. That was me.
Yeah.
That was actually me. That wasn't Anya. That was Annie. That was Annie. That wasn't Anya. That was Annie.
Yeah. Because why on earth in your head on a regular Tuesday would you be like, yeah.
Unblock.
No.
Or else did you ever do this when you were like thinking about something that you want to do, but then you wait till you're drunk to do it?
Yeah.
What about the planned drunk text? What about the planned drunk text?
Yeah.
But then again, is that
but
not
that's kind
drunk
of different
words are sober thoughts?
No, I think that's different.
Not.
Because if you've been planning on saying it, then it's,
then
just,
it's a sober
you're
thing.
Just getting the confidence to... We're really contradicting ourselves, but...
I don't think
I think we are, because if you're, like, saying drunk words are sober thoughts and you're saying, I'm waiting to send this text until I'm drunk...
But also, if...
But that's
if
or is that just an excuse?
I think it's an excuse.
I think drunk words are sober thoughts means, like, in the event that you, like... release something that has like that's not been said. You like let out this big secret. You're like, I've been in love with you since 2012.
Yeah.
Like I think it's that type of thing. Like it's not.
Because I guess what in the sense that we were saying is that like you're using alcohol as a buffer.
Yeah.
But like, you knew what you were gonna do from the get-go.
Exactly. Like you're replying to that boy story like fire emoji slay. Do you know? Yeah, you're definitely replying say to a boy's not a story anyway. No, you're doing that type of thing. You're not texting him being like, I have been in love with you.
this whole time.
Oh, ASMR.
ASMR.
So I don't think contradicting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, because if it's, yeah, we've said it.
We get the gist of what we're saying.
Exactly.
Period.
Yeah. Well, do we have anything else to add? Let me check one more time.
Do.
That
check
no
the requests. Do you have any other stories that you have?
I feel like there's so many that I have repressed.
Yeah. We could, I feel like you could make so many.
You could write books on this.
Oh my God, yeah.
We'd have to sit down and think and come back, I think.
I once fell down the stairs.
How?
Yeah.
Were you injured?
We've all been there.
Injured. I had a bruise from the top of my back to the top of my ass. And when I tell you, I couldn't sit down properly for weeks. As in, I was at the top of the stairs, slid down, absolutely annihilated myself.
Mm-mm.
But you know what? You don't feel it when you're drunk. So I said, oh, that was so silly. Next day I felt it though.
Mm-hmm.
We all have them stories.
Yeah. I also, when I'm drinking, I start religiously chain smoking.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Alexa, play the chain smoker again.
I remember the this is kind of a side note.
Okay.
But I think one of the drunkest I've ever been. Actually, I wasn't even that drunk. I just drank so much and I was drinking pints of cider as well.
Oh.
It was my nan's 80th.
Okay.
We get the vibe.
Right, okay. And I was, I was necking back the pints. Like, it was so bad. And my family went home anyway, and I was left for, my older cousins, and I thought it was so cool. I was like, yeah. This is literally, last year. And I thought it was so cool, getting to talk to my other cousins, and they were telling me, all this kind of stuff they got up to when they were younger, and it was, it was just such a vibe. Anyway, the next day, that night, I was getting sick so much. I was getting sick and nothing comes up. I was just retching.
Oh.
It was really bad. I thought I was actually gonna die. And you know the way we were said earlier that you let for your parents you make it seem like you're not as bad as you are.
Yeah.
Even if you're hanging, you just push through.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of bed. I was actually bed bound. My sister came in to open up the curtains and I literally felt part of my skin burst. I felt
Edward in toilet at the top of the mountain.
Yeah, exactly. And I was yeah. And then my mom came in and she was what were you drinking last night? And I was pints. And she was how many did you have? And I was four. And I had about seven or eight, say. Four is enough to get me bad. I had just kept going. And she was just so disappointed in me. And my nan's 80 too,
The nan's 80 is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You could have picked a better setting for that.
That's a crazy setting.
Look, we live and we learn.
But, also, if you're not going to do that at 88, when are you going to do it?
That's true.
Yeah.
You're celebrating life.
Yeah.
You know, at my uncle's wedding 2 years ago, someone got so drunk, they were dancing on the table and they fell off. They danced, to the edge of the table. There was a video of it and they just flopped themselves off.
Pull up the video evidence,
back.
Please.
I don't have it. I that don't have so it, funny. But... Oh.
I think we're...
Let's just reiterate the points that what we've done here is normalize these things and,
This is a safe space.
This is a safe space.
So if you ever want to, someone to talk to...
Yeah.
Send us in your drunk stories and we will discuss them.
Yeah. And because, also... I know you remember them, but, if you were just someone on the street who witnessed, if you were the girl... who saw the other girl's boob out in Hillbillies, forgot about that.
Yeah.
Realistically.
You're not remembering that boob.
No.
But also shout out to her for being such a real...
A real one.
A real one.
For sure.
Gotta stick up for the girls when they're drunk.
You have to.
Yeah.
Should we end with, our social media?
Yeah. So we started a TikTok.
Yeah.
Aideen made a little plug yesterday. It's so cute.
It's girl.stand.up. I think. I didn't choose the name, by the way. That was TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I can't change it for 30 days, so just go with it.
But we've got 1,500 views. We're kind of famous, basically.
Also, on that note, shout out to my cousin Kira, who was threatening people to follow our TikTok. Mm-hmm. She put up on her story, follow us or else.
Yeah.
So quick shout out to her. We appreciate
Absolute
you.
Slay. Absolute slay.
And our Instagram is girlstandup_podcast, where we'll be posting little updates, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have anything up yet.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, we've got a few stories and things and bits and bobs, but yeah.
Anya, thank you for joining
us. Thank you for coming on. We've had a great time.
Yeah.
Being our first guest on our first ever podcast.
It was a privilege.
I think we had a great time. Yeah. This was very fun, guys.
That was really funny, yeah. I appreciate everyone who also sent in their stories as well.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Yeah. Like, made my day.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, honestly.
So
like,
funny.
These are going to keep me up at night.
Yeah. Oh. In the good way, though. In the good way.
In a good way. We can laugh about it. We can be like, haha, what am I trying to say here? What, like, a central point of our youth, like, looking back on our drunk stories.
Yeah.
If you're your nan at her 80th, I bet she was thinking of all them memories.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
She was saying, I was
I remember getting my boob out on my private story.
Hey, if private stories existed back then, you never know.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Maybe it was in their, like, their diaries. Like
diaries. Yeah. Dark diaries. Bring it back.
I love a bit of dark diary.
Exactly.
Okay, we're signing off.
Okay. See you next week.
See you next week.